Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. That means 1 hour from now, we'll be joined by Wayne Allen Root Warnow as we get closer to his show being carried on Cox Cable. In fact, I believe it may be as early. In fact, it may already be on. I think the 13th, the 13th was there. So yesterday must have been the day, and I must have missed it. Sorry about that. We'll talk to him about that coming up in just a couple minutes. The Republican National Committee did something that is very, very difficult to do. They raised $3 million in 24 hours. They did it with just a quick digital. In fact, I got a letter from the, I got an email from the, state party saying, here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to raise as sending a message to the Democrats that we are not going to be bullied on this impeachment thing. We're going to push back, and that pushing back with money is the best way to do it. They raised, they set a goal of raising $3 million in 24 hours. How did they do? Michael Joyce is the Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary, joins us from the swamp. And Michael, how did you do?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's a testament to the Trump campaign and the RNC. It shows that folks are fired up about this sham impeachment inquiry. And, you know, on the other side of that, 2020 Democrats are lucky to raise that much money in a quarter, let alone in a single day. So it really shows you kind of where the pulse of the country is right now with the sham impeachment inquiry.
But you did make your goal?
Yep, we raised, Mr. Parscale from the Trump campaign tweeted out this morning, we raised over $3.1 million, so we went above our goal.
That is incredible. And I'm assuming a lot of what you're raising now is small donors?
Yep, small dollar donations, folks giving $200 or less. It really shows the grassroots enthusiasm that President Trump has behind him right now.
Again, Michael Joyce joining us, Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary. What did you think of day one of the hearings?
You know, it was exactly what we thought it would be. You had two gentlemen there who had zero firsthand knowledge. They had quadruple hearsay knowledge of what happened. You know, it's my friend's brother, sister's mother told me that she heard this on the phone one time, but they didn't have any firsthand knowledge. And, you know, my favorite part was when Jim Jordan asked them point blank, did you hear anything impeachable on the call? I'm all ears. Either of you can chime in on this. And they had nothing to say. They didn't think there was anything impeachable there. So it really just showed that Adam Schiff's Schiff show is really nothing more than a campaign message for 2020 Democrats to campaign on, because we saw yesterday those were the star witnesses and they didn't offer much about what they had heard or anything. The one thing we did learn is that they legitimized the concerns about Hunter Biden and Burisma in Ukraine. So they helped us out there. That was kind of an in-kind to us. But they also showed that President Trump gave more lethal aid to Ukraine than Barack Obama ever did. So when Russia invaded Crimea, Barack Obama was sending blankets and MREs. And President Trump actually gave Ukraine javelins. Actually, Representative Will Hurd from Texas made that point during the hearings yesterday. So again, it was exactly what we expected. It was a nothing burger. If anything, I think it helps President Trump and Republicans more than it would help Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. So at the end of the day, I mean, if this is the star witness yesterday, I think it's only going to be downhill for the Democrats from here.
And by the way, just so we know, you were referring to a Schiff show. as in Adam Schiff. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yep. You'll see the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Stop the Schiff Show, because it's absolutely ridiculous what he's doing. I mean, they've turned the House of Representatives into the House of Investigations. They don't get anything done for the American people. They haven't passed the USMCA trade deal. They don't care about lowering prescription costs for seniors. They don't care about taking care of our veterans. All they care about is their political vendetta against President Trump. And hey, if that's the message they want to take the voters in 2020, we will absolutely take our own message that says it's been promises made and promises kept under President Trump. And oh, by the way, this economy is still booming as of today.
Michael, is there any indication after day one, and again, they'll resume, I guess, again tomorrow, is there any indication of what the Republican strategy is in the House? What Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes and those folks on the committee, what that strategy looks to be?
I mean, I think we saw it yesterday, and I think you're going to see a continuation of it. It's just showing that there was no quid pro quo whatsoever. The aid was released. They were given the aid. Actually, Ambassador Taylor, Jim Jordan, harped on this point with the ambassador yesterday, but he met three times in the 55 days that the aid went from being held to released. And not once did President Zelensky mention to Ambassador Taylor, hey, we're very concerned about the fact that this hangs on us investigating Hunter Biden. None of that was ever mentioned. And so we know for a fact that the aid was released. They never investigated Hunter Biden. So there was never actually a quid pro quo to ever happen. It's just absolutely ridiculous that Democrats are trying to push this narrative on the American people, because I think anyone who saw the hearings yesterday didn't hear any such case of an attempt or try to do a quid pro quo with the Ukrainian people. So again, I think it's just absolutely insane that this is what they're hanging their hats on, and they own this now. You know, I think we all know, regardless of what happens during these hearings, we're going to go to a vote for impeachment. It's going to be a party line vote. Every single Democrat will get on board with impeaching President Trump, and they'll go to the Senate and get shut down. And that's why you're seeing them already start to move the goalposts. Before the hearing even started yesterday, Adam Schiff came out and said, even if we don't remove President Trump from office, this was still the right thing to do. And that's before the first hearing. And so when you hear Nancy Pelosi in her press conference this morning say, we haven't made up our minds yet, I mean, you have to give her more than four Pinocchios. I think you have to give her 20 for that, because I think that might be the lie of the year right now.
Was there anything else to come out of that news conference? I mean, she does this regular Thursday morning presser before everybody goes home for the week. Anything you gleaned from Nancy Pelosi's weekly news conference?
I mean, my biggest takeaway is I think she's very concerned about this entire impeachment inquiry right now, because I think people forget that she was essentially forced to do this thanks to the Socialist Squad. The AOCs of the world, the Ilhan Omars and Rashida Tlaib, I mean, they forced Nancy Pelosi into moving forward with this impeachment inquiry, and they used this phone call to do it, which I really think underscores just how ridiculous this entire thing is. You know, they needed a reason to do it. And when they actually, my favorite part was that Daniel Goldman was asking questions yesterday. He's a former MSNBC legal analyst. If you go back and look at his tweets, he's a P-tape truther. You know, he believes everything about the Russia collusion hoax. He was in lockstep with all of it and with Adam Schiff throughout the entire process. But the fact that they had Daniel Goldman up there asking the line of questioning tells you everything you need to know. And what's funny is back in March, when Adam Schiff actually appointed Daniel Goldman to be the director of investigations for the House, Senator John Cornyn came out and said, this move right here is a prelude to impeachment. And look where we are. It's exactly what happened. So they said that we were lying back then, but it turns out we knew exactly what was going to happen. And, you know, we know that the Democrats, since President Trump got elected, all they've cared about doing is trying to impeach this president from day one. They said so as much the day he got elected. So we know what this is. This is a sham. And this is nothing more than a political ploy and a campaign message for 2020 Democrats. But, you know, you heard the fundraising figures. We see the energy on the ground. You'll see it tonight at the president's rally in Louisiana and Bossier City. The energy enthusiasm is with Republicans right now. It is not with the Democrats and their sham impeachment inquiry.
Let me ask you, explain the rally this afternoon or Pacific time or this evening in Louisiana. What's going on there?
Yeah, we still have the election for the governor's race down there. So we have Eddie Rasponi and it's the Democrat John Bel Edwards. So the RNC has a massive turnout effort on the ground right now to make sure we get the governor. across the board, and we take out John Bel Edwards because he never should have won in the first place, and he's no supporter of President Trump, I can tell you that much. So it'll be interesting to see the president's rally. I can't wait to hear some of his thoughts now that he's probably had some time to gather information about what happened yesterday, and you know, I'm looking forward to it.
What happens when this thing goes to the Senate? I had hoped there was some mechanism in impeachment similar to in a court of law where you could ask for a summary judgment. You ask the judge to stop the proceedings. There's not enough evidence. Let's not go through the exercise. Let's just cut our losses. But now we're being told by John Cornyn that he doesn't think a straight up or down vote can get it done because you'd need 51 votes, and there may not be 51 votes among Republicans. Can you give us what you know of the procedure and maybe a timeline of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with it, but what I can tell you is that in a court of law, hearsay has no merit. You would hear a lawyer chime in and say objection hearsay, and then the judge would reject whatever you're trying to say. But that's all the Democrats are offering right now, is a bunch of hearsay. You know, of course, there's only one gentleman that's going to go through these impeachment hearings who was actually on the phone call. But again, at the end of the day, none of this matters because you can read the transcript yourself and you can see that there was no quid pro quo. So all this is doing right now, this entire impeachment inquiry, is just a dog and pony show to dupe the American people into believing that President Trump did something wrong when he didn't do anything wrong. The president's absolutely right that it was a perfect phone call. Nothing happened. We did see that the president is giving and providing lethal aid to the Ukraine, unlike Barack Obama. But again, you can read the transcript for yourself. And that's why Republicans continue to tell people to go read the transcript, just like the Mueller report, because all we're hearing is people's opinions of what they think about a transcript that's public. And that's absolutely insane, because when AG Barr sent a letter to Congress about the Mueller report, the Democrats lost their minds and said, we need to hear from Mueller directly. We need to see the full report. Well, we did see the full report, and we did hear from Mueller directly, and we saw that there was no obstruction and no collusion. It's no different from this. The only difference here is Adam Schiff originally said, we need to hear from the whistleblower. And then when we found out that Adam Schiff and his staff had spoken with the whistleblower before the whistleblower became public, now all of a sudden, magically, we can't hear from him. We don't want to know we can't release the name. There will be no mention of the whistleblower. Only Adam Schiff gets to know that privileged information. I mean, that's just absolutely absurd. Imagine if AG Barr said, I read the Mueller report, there's nothing there. You're going to have to take me at my word for it. Democrats would revolt in the streets if that happened. So the fact that they're trying to do this now just really shows their hypocrisy on the issue. And it really just underscores the fact that, again, this is all about undoing the results of the 2016 election. And they're doing it because they can't beat the president on policy, and they can't beat him at the ballot box in 2020. And I think they truly believe this is their only chance to beat President Trump, because we see the polls, we see our data. People are fired up. They're sick of this. They want people to get back to work in Washington and get things done for them. And Republicans seem to be the only ones interested in doing that right now. So we feel very bullish. We feel confident in our chances in 2020. And Democrats are in for a reckoning at the ballot box in 2020, the longer they drag this out.
Again, Michael Joyce joining us, Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary. And I've got to ask you, we know that on the Republican witness list, there was Hunter Biden. Apparently, Hunter Biden will not be called to testify before a House committee. But once this goes to the Senate, is it a safe assumption that Lindsey Graham and others in the Republican Party will demand that Hunter Biden step forward and testify, and that he'll end up getting a subpoena?
I think it's certainly possible at this point. And, you know, what's hilarious is Adam Schiff yesterday said, we're not going to let you guys interview Hunter Biden because it's not within the scope of the inquiry. But I can't even tell you how many times George Kent and Bill Taylor, during their testimony yesterday, mentioned Burisma, mentioned Hunter Biden. Kent himself even said that he raised concerns about Hunter Biden and Burisma back in 2015, and nothing came of it. They said this is nothing to worry about. And that was that. And of course, we all know what happened. Of course, Burisma pressured the Obama-Biden administration to fire the prosecutor in the Ukraine. So again, it's comical. If you actually want to talk about a quid pro quo, look what happened with Hunter Biden and Burisma. And that's why they're shielding Hunter Biden from the House hearings right now, is because they know it'll show the American people the amount and level of corruption in the Ukraine. And it'll show why the aid was withheld originally, was because we didn't know if President Zelensky was a true reformer or not. And once we got enough information that showed he was a true reformer, that aid was released because it showed that we could trust him. It had nothing to do with these so-called investigations that the president mentioned on the phone call.
Michael, enjoy the president's speech tonight. If it's a rally speech like a lot of his other rally speeches, it's going to be a barn burner. And now that we've got day one of the open hearings under our belt, I imagine he'll have plenty to say about that. Thanks so much, man. Always good to have you, and we'll talk again soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee, direct from the swamp. I just love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear the president's reaction to day one of the televised hearings. That's all coming up live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. That's 800-961-3408.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I love that. The bump music that Wyatt Cox comes up with is absolutely incredible. I want to go to the audio sound bites, and I know I said I was going to go to cut two first, but let's go to cut one, because this was the president at a news conference with President Erdogan of Turkey, and his reaction to day one of these televised hearings. Here it is.
First, I'd like to just start out getting your general reaction today to the impeachment hearings on the Hill. Do you feel that Democrats made their case, and how did you feel about the Republican performance?
Are you talking about the witch hunt? Is that what you mean? Is that what you're talking about? I hear it's a joke. I haven't watched for 1 minute, because I've been with the president, which is much more important as far as I'm concerned. This is a sham and shouldn't be allowed. It was a situation that was caused by people that shouldn't have allowed it to happen. I want to find out who is the whistleblower, and because the whistleblower gave a lot of very incorrect information, including my call with the president of Ukraine, which was a perfect call and highly appropriate. And he wrote something that was much different than the fact. I want to find out why the IG, why would he have presented that, when in fact all he had to do is check the call itself and he would have seen it. I'm going to be releasing, I think on Thursday, a second call, which actually was the first of the two. And you'll make a determination as to what you think there. But I've heard just a report. They said it's all third-hand information, nothing direct at all. It can't be direct because I never said it. And all they have to do is look very, very simply at the transcript. If you read the transcript, this was analyzed by great lawyers. This was analyzed by Greg Jarrett. It was analyzed by Mark Levin. It was analyzed by everybody. They said this statement that I made, the whole call that I made with the president of Ukraine, was a perfect one. So that this country gets put through that, that we have to waste this gentleman's time by even thinking about it, talking about it. I'd much rather focus on peace in the Middle East. And I hear that it's a hoax, and it's being played as a hoax.
There you have it. Yeah. That's the president. Stick around. More to do. More reaction from the president to day one of the impeachment hearings. We'll get to that and more coming up. Oh, and we'll also hear from Nancy Pelosi, her weekly news conference. That's all next. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as authorities say at least six people have been injured in a school shooting in Southern California in Los Angeles County. However, it's just happened, and it's unclear if the report means those hurt are suffering from gunshot wounds or if they may have been injured while trying to run from the scene. Officials say they are looking for an Asian male suspect. Former President Jimmy Carter is said to be up and walking, recovering from brain surgery. His pastor telling the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that the former president's in good spirits after he visited with him at Emory University Hospital. The surgery is to relieve pressure on the 95-year-old's brain after he suffered injuries during a couple of falls this month. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair.
Send in the clouds.
you just love that? Yeah. The Schiff Show. They're taking a break from public hearings today. I just love that. But Nancy Pelosi, she is the, I guess, the ringleader. She is the Speaker of the House of Representatives. She will be the, she will be the ringleader when it comes time to do the impeachment thing in a couple of weeks. We have not yet seen the articles of impeachment yet, but I imagine we will probably in the next couple of weeks. That means that that'll run it into Thanksgiving. Then we'll run it into hearings, which will probably be in December leading up to Christmas. And then I'm guessing that any kind of a Senate trial would end up being in January. I mean, well, yeah. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi held her weekly news conference trying to prove to America that the Democrats can walk and chew gum at the same time. I'm going to let you listen to a little bit of Nancy Pelosi from just about an hour, maybe 2 hours ago. This was Nancy Pelosi, her weekly news conference. Here it is.
11th hour of the 11th.
There you have it. Nancy Pelosi, a part of her weekly news conference in Washington. If we have time, we'll get you more of that. We may not be able to get to it in this segment. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 per month for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. Call 855 58 Liberty. Even if you live in the rurals or in northern Nevada, doesn't matter. That's 855-58 Liberty, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Take a quick break. More to come as we continue after day one of the televised impeachment hearings. The question is anybody's mind being changed? The answer is no. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should run.
Okay, so we've just passed day one of those televised impeachment hearings. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. I want to take you to a news conference. This was yesterday, and this was how Jim Jordan, for those of you that don't know Jim Jordan, he is, I think he's a rising star in the Republican Party. He is from Ohio. He is he was on the House Oversight Committee. He has, for these hearings, moved to the Intelligence Committee, and this was his wrap-up of day one, with maybe a look ahead as well.
Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to have more witnesses like we've had today that the Democrats will parade in here, and they're all going to say this: so-and-so said such-and-such to so-and-so, and therefore, we got to impeach the president. Actually, we can get more specific. We covered this a little bit ago. They'll say something like Ambassador Sondland said in his deposition, where he said, Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. And if you can follow that, that's the Democrats' plan and why they want to impeach the president. That's what we're going to hear over the next couple weeks. That's what we're going to hear. But no matter what they do, no matter how many witnesses they bring in here, four facts will not change, have not changed, will never change. The call shows no linkage between dollars and the investigation into Burisma or the Bidens. President Trump and President Zelensky have both said on the call there was no linkage, there was no pressure, there was no pushing. Ukrainians didn't even know the aid was withheld at the time of the phone call. And most importantly, as has been pointed out, Ukrainians didn't take any specific action relative to investigations to get the money released. Now, there is one witness, that they won't bring in front of us. They won't bring in front of the American people. And that's the guy who started it all, the whistleblower, Nope. 435 members of Congress. Only one gets to know who that person is. Only one member of Congress has a staff that gets to talk to that person. The rest of us don't. Only chairmanship knows who the whistleblower is. We don't. We will never get the chance. We will never get the chance to see the whistleblower raise his right hand, swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. We'll never get that chance. More importantly, the American people won't get that chance. This anonymous so-called whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge, who's biased against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, who is the reason we're all sitting here today, will never get a chance to question that individual. Democrats are trying to impeach the president based on all that, 11 and a half months before an election. We'll not get to check out his credibility, his motivations, his bias. I said this last week, but this is a sad day. This is a sad day for this country. You think about what the Democrats have put our nation through for the last 3 years. Started July of 2016 when they spied on two American citizens associated with the presidential campaign and all that unfolded with the Mueller investigation after that. And when that didn't work, here we are. Based on this is a... The American people see through all this. They understand the facts support the president. They understand this process is unfair. And they see through the whole darn sham. With that, I yield back.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Well, guess who showed up yesterday on MSNBC's coverage of the hearings? No less than Mr. Kellyanne Conway. George Conway was on MSNBC. Let's go to cut six. And he was dubious of the GOP effort on day one of those televised hearings. This is George Conway, the husband of Kellyanne Conway, a never-Trumper. How that marriage is still together, I do not know. But here is George Conway.
I don't think the Republicans made much headway there, and I think it's exactly as Nicole expressed it. You saw some nonpartisan professionals basically just tell us the facts, and the facts are quite damning. And the defenses that were put up by the Republicans were fundamentally illogical and incoherent. I mean, one defense was, hey, they actually got the money. The Ukrainians got the money, and Zelensky didn't make a statement. But the fact of the matter is, it was the ask that was illegal. The second point that they tried to make was that these witnesses didn't have first-hand communications with the President of the United States. Well, the reason why we don't have testimony of first-hand communications with the President of the United States is because the White House has been blocking that. And other than that, there were just a lot of irrelevancies.
Shut up, you moron!
That's George Conway. I just love that. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Sterling Credit Group. In just 90 days, the folks at Sterling Credit Group can repair your credit score and repair your life. And they back that claim up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. I'll give that to you again. Make sure you write it down. 833-91-LEND-1. Lend one, or check them out at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. What does he think of what went down?
Pow, pow, pow!
Did he even watch? I mean, more and more of my friends, they're telling me, I'm not going to watch that stuff. It's like watching paint dry. And people are just... They're just... No, they're just out of it. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. He contends the Las Vegas homeless law that's been so criticized by the left is a model for America. We'll talk about that coming up with Wayne Allen Root.
God,
also,
God, he is fabulous.
No, he is. And he, I believe he just went on Cox Cable yesterday. Is that right? On Channel 96? Yeah. That's pretty darn cool. Also coming up on the program, Catherine Prado, is a candidate for CD4. So my friends in in Ely and all across the state, they're going to get a chance to see Catherine Prado. Her big her big to-do list includes healthcare, and as you know, we talk a lot about your healthcare on this radio program. We're going to find out what she says about it coming up in just a bit. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is Live and Local now.